ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। दे आर टू नेचर्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड, गॉड इज स्पीकिंग देयर, टू नेचर्स, माई लोअर नेचर, माई हायर नेचर एंड मी, लाइक दैट इन द संस्कृत क्षर पुरुष अक्षर पुरुष, माई दैट नेचर विच इज चेंजिंग ऑल द टाइम। What that nature my includes? Body, senses, mind, intellect, ego. Every time there is a change in them. And with them is the my another nature. What is that? The life principle. The living element. What is known as jiva. It is difficult to translate into other language those things, but anyway, they have used jad chetan. Chetan, the living, and jad, where we don't find that principle of living. Actually, the element of knowledge, consciousness, you can say. On the one hand of this consciousness, individual consciousness, there are these all mind, senses, body, material world. On the another hand is the infinity of consciousness. And this individual consciousness is also a part of the infinite consciousness. The only mistake that is happening is this individual consciousness is identifying itself with this body, mind, senses, etc., while it should identify itself with the infinite consciousness, God. So, for understanding, it is there, given in the Bhagavad Gita. At different places, At one place, for example, in the manner, in chapter 13 of the Bhagavad Gita, I read the first and second verses. I read the first. Om Shri Paramatmane Namah Antu Shri Bhavana Vach. Yes. And the first verse in Sanskrit I read. इदं शरीरं कौन्तेय क्षेत्रं इत्यभिधीयते एतद्यो वेत्ति तं प्राहु क्षेत्रज्ञेति तद्विदः। श्री भगवान सेड, दिस बॉडी अर्जुन इज टर्म्ड एज द फील्ड क्षेत्र एंड हिम हु नोज इट द सेज इज डिसर्निंग द ट्रुथ अबाउट बोथ रेफर टू एज द नोवर ऑफ द फील्ड। And in body have also the senses and the mind and the intellect and ego, everything within the term body. So there are two things. The Lord is saying, Arjun, look, this body is like a field. And there is another element in this body who knows this body, the knower of the field. Nobody can deny it. This is my body. And then I know this body. This knowing of the body is different from the body. Body is there and there is something, some element who is the knower of the body. The body and the knower of the body. What is known as physical death, what happens at that time? That knower of the body is not there. Body is there even then. After physical death, the body is there. But the knower of the body is not there now. So, you may say, inanimate or animate, this body is inanimate, without sensation, without any knowledge in it itself, and then the knower, the knowledge element. So the body as field and the knower of the field, two elements. It is a thing going on, the composition of, you can say, two different things are existing here. The body and some principle, some element which knows the body, consciousness. Actually, knower is only one, and that is God. We are a part of that infinite knower. Because of our conditioning of the body, we have started considering ourselves as finite, limited. That is the whole problem. And this is said in the next verse. Number 2. Kshetrajnam chapi mam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetrajyo jnanam yattad jnanam matam mama. Now the translation. Know myself to be the kshetrajya individual soul. Also in all the kshetras, Arjun. Lord is saying, in all the fields I am the knower. In the first verse he said, there is the body and the knower of the body. And now he says, if you put the question to me, who is the knower? I am the real knower in all the fields, in all the bodies. So the individual soul is the part of the infinite consciousness, God. And how this infinite has become individual? Because of ignorance, limitation. And this ignorance is to go away. That is the only purpose of spirituality. So, know myself, M is capital, God, for Lord is speaking. Know myself to be the Kshetrajna. Kshetrajna means knower of the body. In verse first, the word Kshetrajna is given in the bracket, in the translation, and before that, knower of the field. Kshetra means field, Ajya means knower. Know myself to be the Kshetrajya, or if I replace the word Kshetrajya of Sanskrit with English, I would say, know myself to be the knower of the field. He said the body is the field, and there is somebody knower of the field. So, in all fields, I am the knower. The knowledge part is of divine. Know myself to be the Kshetrajya individual soul. In brackets they have given individual soul. Also in all the bodies, Arjun. And now, in the second next sentence, and it is the knowledge of Kshetra and Kshetrajya. That is matter with evolutes and the spirit. Body is the matter, and the spirit is the knowing principle. And it is the knowledge of Kshetra and Kshetrajya, that is of matter with its evolutes and the spirit, which I consider a wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is this, that consciousness is separate from the body. The knower of the field is separate from the field. Suppose you are a farmer and you are in your field there. You say, this is my field, but you are not the field, like this. In the same way, I say, this is my house, but I am not the house. So I say, this is my body, but I am not the body. This is there, like this. And when this knowledge becomes permanent in somebody, that is, he or she is the realized person. And this knowledge cannot become permanent without experience. Simply by understanding it. You have understood and you say, oh, it's nice now. It goes away after half an hour. something like that. But the beginning is through mind, through words, like this. This body, Arjun, is termed as the field, kshetra, and him who knows it, the sages discerning the truth about both refer to as the knower of the field.